This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. We talked a bit yesterday about growth in the gaming industry, helped in large part by pandemic lockdowns and people looking for some escape from reality. The same kind of holds true for streaming. I can't begin to tell you the number of shows, mostly anime, I binged this year, and many of us spent a lot more time and money on our streaming services in 2021. According to Leichtman Research Group, 80% of U.S. households had a paid streaming video on-demand subscription. But will this momentum carry into the new year? Katie Keck is a staff writer at The Verge who covers streaming and entertainment. Katie, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So, recap for me how streaming services fared in 2021.
Well, streaming services did exceptionally well during the pandemic. Viewership was up across the board. You know, with so much uncertainty around COVID, streaming sort of offered this short-term solution for entertainment in ways that other things that we normally do in our day-to-day lives could not. So, you know, especially as we've seen more and more films that were intended for theatrical, you know, debuting on streaming services instead.
With so many people streaming so much content right now, there is such competition for people's time and eyeballs. How have you seen these various platforms and content producers adjusting to that in the pandemic?
Sure. Well, content is king. If you want people to spend time on your service, an investment in original programming is absolutely essential. You know, Netflix and streaming services operate in a way where they're not just competing with each other. They're very much competing with literally any other thing that we could be doing, whether that's sleeping or taking a walk around the block or playing video games. I mean, all of these extra hours in our day, that's what they're really fighting for, is peak engagement, you know, so to speak. Original programming is really the hook.
Deloitte says in 2022, at least 150 million streaming service subscriptions are going to get canceled worldwide. How do those cancellations factor into this ongoing competition landscape in the streaming world?
Well, one of the things that industry sort of experts are theorizing is that there is far too much choice right now. There are too many services. So we're likely going to see sort of your Warner Media Discovery type deals happening more and more, or these services are simply going to shut down because it's not sustainable for legacy media companies to be throwing millions and millions of dollars at a streaming service that is not retaining and not attracting subscribers when they're competing with the Netflixes and the Disney Pluses and, you know, the Hulus. These companies are just too big. So, you know, most people will likely have a core streaming service and then, you know, like a Netflix or a Disney Plus, and then, you know, maybe one or two others, but none of us are going to subscribe to every streaming service moving forward. I mean, it's just not tenable.
And real quick, how many streaming services do you subscribe to?
Entirely too many. probably at least a couple dozen. But
it's for work. It's for work.
But it's for work. Yeah. Yeah. And I have to regularly sort of reconnect with everyone and make sure that my subscription has not lapsed. But yes, it's for work.
Katie Keck covers streaming and entertainment for Verge. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.